From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says overhauling the nation's healthcare system is crucial to bringing down the federal budget deficit. Speaking at a town hall meeting in Grand Junction, Colorado, Mr. Obama said the biggest driver of the nation's debt is healthcare, and he says the vocal opposition to changing the system is similar to what was heard when Medicare and Medicaid were proposed.
When JFK and then Lyndon Johnson tried to pass Medicare, they said this was a government takeover of healthcare. They were going to get between you and your doctor. The same argument that's being made today. These struggles have always boiled down to a contest between hope and fear. It was true when Social Security was born. It was true when Medicare was created. It's true in today's debate.
Mr. Obama says the current healthcare system and policies of some insurance companies are, in his words, hurting too many families and businesses. About 2,000 firefighters in California are making progress in battling a wildfire that has spread over about 8 square miles in the Santa Cruz Mountains. The fire is threatening 1,000 homes. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
Fire crews doubled the amount of containment this morning to 30%, thanks primarily to calm winds. But this afternoon, the winds have become strong and erratic. CAL FIRE spokesman Daniel Berlant says such conditions make it difficult to slow the flames.
Winds drive out the ground level even more, so you add dry vegetation with strong winds, and that fire is just able to quickly grow.
An evacuation order remains in effect for about 2,400 residents of the communities of Bonnie Doon and Swanton. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has visited the fire zone and promised residents the state would do everything in its power to preserve life and property. So far, there are no reports of injuries or damage to homes. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Hamas security forces today shot and killed the leader of an al-Qaeda-inspired group in a shootout in the Gaza Strip. At least 21 other people also died in clashes in Gaza today. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro has the story.
The fighting erupted on Friday when Hamas security men surrounded a mosque in the southern Gaza town of Rafah. Around 100 members of Judd Ansar Allah, or the Soldiers of the Companions of God, were holed up there. And in the fighting, a senior Hamas official was killed. A Hamas spokesman says the head of Judd Ansar Allah died early this morning when fighting resumed after dawn. Hamas security forces have spread out across the territory, and NPR's local reporter in Gaza says they are maintaining ironclad control. Israel has warned that al-Qaeda has been moving into Gaza, something in the past Hamas has denied. While this group claimed inspiration from the global terrorist network, Hamas officials say it has no external links. Radical groups like Judd Ansar Allah believe that Islamist Hamas isn't strict enough in its enforcement of Islamic law, and they criticize it for observing a ceasefire with Israel. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
This is NPR News from Washington. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai is condemning today's suicide attack outside NATO headquarters in Kabul. 7 people were killed and 91 others were injured by the blast. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for the attack, which came just days before the country's presidential election. China has dismissed its top nuclear official following a corruption investigation. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai.
Xinhua News Agency reported Kang Ruixin's removal as general manager of state-owned China National Nuclear Corporation. It blamed grave violations of discipline. An outspoken Chinese business journal has reported that he allegedly traded large amounts of public money on the stock market, incurring huge losses when the market crashed. There were also reports that Kang may have taken bribes during the bidding process for a nuclear plant. China is the world's second biggest energy user after the U.S. It's building more nuclear reactors than any other country and has announced plans to double its supply of nuclear energy by 2020. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
More than 40 women and children have been killed in a fire at a wedding in Kuwait. The official Kuwaiti news agency reports dozens more have been hospitalized with severe burns. The government says the cause of the fire has not yet been determined. Wedding parties in Kuwait are held separately for men and women. Children attend the women's party. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is calling on Iran to release Americans who have been detained or gone missing there in recent months. 3 American hikers were detained last month, as was an Iranian-American scholar, and a retired FBI agent has been missing there since March. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.